WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the ups and downs of life, 1 5-minute emotional fitness session at a time. Today, we're diving into something super real. Anxiety and depression. Ever feel like you're stuck on a roller coaster that just won't stop? Or maybe you're constantly walking on eggshells, worrying about everything. Listen up, because these feelings are more common than you think, and understanding them is the first step to taking back control. Anxiety and depression aren't signs of weakness, they're signals that something needs attention. Think of it like a car's dashboard warning light. If you ignore it, things could get messy fast. These emotions can show up in different ways: racing thoughts, constant fatigue, difficulty concentrating, even physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches. The good news? Just like we can learn to fix a flat tire or change the oil, we can also learn to manage these feelings and reclaim our well-being. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is recognizing what you're feeling. Don't try to bury it under a pile of positive thinking or pretend it doesn't exist. Saying, "Hey, I'm feeling anxious right now," out loud, even to yourself in the mirror, can be incredibly powerful. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety and depression often come with a chorus of negative self-talk. That inner critic might be saying things like, "I'm not good enough," or, "This is all my fault." Learn to identify these thoughts and challenge them. Ask yourself, "Is there any evidence to support this? What would I say to a friend feeling this way?" 3. Find your chill zone. We all have things that help us relax and de-stress. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, listening to calming music, practicing yoga, or just curling up with a good book. Make time for activities that recharge you, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling. It could be a friend, family member, therapist, or even joining a support group. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. 5. Seek professional help. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for professional support. Therapists and counselors are trained to help you understand and manage anxiety and depression. They can provide tools and strategies that work specifically for you. Think of it like going to the mechanic when your car needs a tune-up. Sometimes, you need expert help to get back on track. Okay, let's paint a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a big deadline. Your mind starts racing, thoughts are swirling, and suddenly, your stomach is in knots. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to check your phone every 5 seconds, and a wave of self-doubt washes over you. Sound familiar? This is anxiety rearing its head. But here's the cool part. We have the power to choose how we respond. Instead of letting those anxious thoughts take control, we can remember our key takeaways. We acknowledge the feeling, challenge those negative thoughts by reminding ourselves of past successes, and maybe even take a quick walk outside for some fresh air and perspective. We connect with a colleague for a quick chat to break up the monotony, and if things feel overwhelming, we reach out to a trusted friend or family member for support. Remember, managing anxiety and depression isn't about erasing these feelings completely. It's about learning to navigate them effectively. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Acknowledge your emotions, challenge those negative thoughts, find your chill zone, connect with others, and don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. You got this. Join me again tomorrow for another 5-minute emotional fitness session, where we'll tackle a new challenge together. Keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.